Welcome to another episode of In Conversation, a series of discussions amongst athletic team members and creative colleagues on subjects of personal and professional interest. For today's chat, we welcome Catherine Farwell, Senior Project Manager at Athletics. As a Senior Project Manager, Catherine works at the intersection of management, creative, technology, and leadership, serving as the crucial glue that keeps projects running smoothly. Today, we're going to talk to Catherine and learn more about her professional journey, the lessons she's learned, and where she sees the future of agency culture and work. And with that, I welcome Catherine to In Conversation.
Hey, Matt. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for doing this. I appreciate it. Wanted to kick it off and just have you tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and how you got into project management.
Yeah, sounds great. So I'm originally from Northern Virginia. My dad was in the Secret Service, so we actually moved around a couple of times, but I would call Virginia home for the most part. I think my journey with project management oddly kind of started, you know, a little bit with my dad's background in the Secret Service. He was always, we were planning every trip ahead of time. I've always watched him, how he's like so calculated with, you know, every trip we did. And, that kind of stayed with me. And then in high school, I really got interested in marketing. I was in DECA in high school, which is like a marketing business club for students. And in college, I was in a business fraternity, which is a nerdy way to say that I've always really kind of loved this stuff. And
wow.
Yeah, being in the backdrop of Northern Virginia, most people work in government or have a military background or something in IT. But I was always kind of drawn to something a little bit more creative, but I didn't really know how to get a start in that or how my skill sets match to that. So I kind of found project management in a roundabout way.
Interesting. And it kind of came out of like just your upbringing and where you it was just part of that culture of childhood and your parents and that region. And I'm curious to know, you know, how did you kind of move from that into working initially at Carrot and then at Gin Lane?
Yeah, so I was a marketing major in college, and I took an advertising class my senior year. It wasn't even, it was an elective for my major, shockingly. Like, I didn't even need to take it, but I was like, well, if I want a career in this, maybe I should take a class on it. Looking back, I'm so glad I did because it opened up the, you know, aperture of what's possible in that industry. I'm not a designer by any stretch of the imagination, and I didn't really know what jobs I could have done in advertising at the time. I just knew that I loved it and was really interested in it. So out of college, I made some connections through that advertising class actually at a local digital agency in Blacksburg, Virginia. And, you know, I didn't get the internship I wanted. I wanted a strategy internship, or at least I thought so at the time. And I didn't get that, but I did get a quality assurance internship, which opened the door for me. Yeah, it was cool.
Cool.
And then I got some, you know, experience doing that. Testing websites and kind of just understanding how digital production worked. It was fall after I graduated and I was still in my college town, just kind of living the life. And I was like, I think I need to find a job. I always knew that I should be reading industry websites. And I had a friend in advertising in New York at the time who recommended I do that. And that's how I learned about Carrot Creative. And I read this blog post by the new creative director who had just started there at the time. And I went to their website, I applied for a job that didn't exist in quality assurance. And, 4 weeks later, I was hired and moving to New York. So it all happened really fast.
Wow. And how long ago was that?
That was a little over probably like 11, 12 years ago.
Wow.
So,
I mean, a lot of evolution between then and now.
Yeah, certainly. I think, you know, my first few years at Carrot and then Vice, I was getting my, you know, blowing up my sleeves and getting a lot of experience in a wide range of projects. I think it was sort of the beginning of the that digital social landscape, and there were countless different fun jobs to do. So anything from building websites to I was line producing social photo shoots for Target and Anheuser-Busch. I was producing a medieval times disco party, like experiential events for brands out in LA. It was really challenging, but it was a great learning experience.
And it kind of was like, I feel like you have had your hands in so many different sort of interpretations of project management. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, we really had, at the time, I had to be a jack of all trades. I wouldn't say, you know, if my first 5 years at Carrot was just getting exposure to all types of project management skill sets, then my jump to Gin Lane was about honing that steel and really getting experience specializing a very specific type of project management around early launch startups and some digital production and photo shoot production.
And what did you think about working for startups? How was that?
It was one of the most rewarding experiences I've had. I think, it was a lot different from the landscape I had come from, which was our clients were very corporate, but fun. Whereas, you know, with pre-launch, early launch stage startups, it's usually just a co-founder or two. This is their livelihood. This is, you know, this is their shot at doing something big. And so I really got to get really close with these co-founders and develop that relationship. I felt really invested in, the potential of the company and where it was headed.
And that's really interesting, because being that close to the product and to the people that are making the product or the service, I mean, you really become part of their team largely.
Truly. I mean, you know, they only have so many people to lean on at that small infancy of the company at that time. And so you really start to think about every dollar, every hour spent in making sure that, you know, you're doing what you think is best for the company and for that client and partner. So in that way, that's why I think it was so rewarding. And then to see them, you know, oftentimes it takes several months to a couple of years to launch after we've completed the project. So it was really nice to see once they were out in the world and, people could experience the brand in a new way. That was really exciting.
That's awesome. Just curious to know, like, after all of that experience and, you know, you kind of have been involved in so many different facets of project management and across so many different verticals. And now you're, you know, been a little over a year here at Athletics, and wanted to kind of get a better sense of your experience here so far and how working at Athletics might be different than your previous experiences.
Yeah. You know, every company has a different way of running and operating as well. You know, as much as we're similar in services sometimes, truly every company is different. I would say Athletics, our approach is really thoughtful and very bespoke to the needs of our partners. I've spent the last year working under some really intelligent people and understanding our approach to really like service design. And I've learned so much in the past year and just how, you know, as a project manager, I'm often very hyper-focused on the timeline, the deliverables, you know, making sure we're running efficiently. And, you know, we have a really thoughtful, hands-on approach to how we, you know, treat our clients and our partners and really make sure that we're looking out for what's their best interest, you know, while protecting our design team and creatives at the same time.
Yeah. And it's interesting for to hear that, because it is this balance between what I would sort of characterize as like tactical necessities, but then sort of the humanity of everyone involved. You know, it's that, and you, for you, you're kind of at the center between the clients, the teams, and leadership. And I'm sure we all, you know, all those aspects have different perspectives, And, you know, within that, I'd be curious to know what you think the biggest sort of challenges with being sort of in that center eye of the storm. What are the biggest challenges for you and the biggest opportunities?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think what's often a tough challenge is, you know, the team is always looking at the next milestone ahead, and when challenges arise and unanticipated pieces of the project, which are inevitable, right? Like that every project encounters some sort of thing that you didn't plan for in a timeline. It's pulling the team together and getting us all to look ahead and you know, see what where we need to take it next, because, you know, sometimes you need to take a right exit when you weren't expecting to. And it's just adapting to that schedule and getting back on course.
Yeah. And I know, I think it's, you know, your role is really a lot of, you know, design, of course, designers are always kind of developers, especially, or it's like heads down doing the task at hand. And your role is to sort of help everyone sort of, you know, look up from what they're doing every day and seeing the short term, medium term, and long term goals, yeah. You know?
And I think, you know, every stakeholder has their own goal and own reason for approaching a project in a certain way. And I do think project managers have a really nice opportunity to try to pull all of those goals and get alignment on them and really highlight and make sure that if there's a junior designer on a project, that they're being able to, you know, get some presentation time if that's, you know, what they would really love to achieve on this project, as well as making sure the client's goals at the end of the day are being served as well. Because, you know, I think there's often some tension between those two pieces of the puzzle. And, you know, you always want to make sure that you're thinking about your partner at the end of the day.
Totally. And, you know, of course, for all of us, the last year plus has been very challenging. And there's been a lot of different approaches that we've had to kind of leverage given all the constraints of remote work. And just curious to know if there's anything that comes to mind that over the last year or so that you feel like you're the most proud of or was an unique experience.
Yeah, I mean, I think just if anything, this year has shown us that remote work is possible. And, you know, so much has changed, but in terms of my day-to-day, you know, I'm still focused on the same pieces of the project that I have been in the past. I think there's a much bigger like emotional support role that we play that I think everyone has had to learn how to
totally
to do. And like, I think we all support each other in a much stronger way at Athletics this past year. It was essential into making sure that we were all getting through it. Okay. Yeah. But I think that topic of support and how we support each other, people within our same disciplines, is a really interesting topic and one that I've had to I've enjoyed digging into further this past year.
Yeah, I would almost argue that like remote work has made us closer in weird ways, you know, just because there's the video, you know, video calls and things are much more intimate. And I feel like it's a different kind of productivity and it's a different kind of engagement with the teams.
Certainly. I mean, I think the culture of Athletics has always been a really productive and hardworking one during work hours. And we have the benefit of like work-life balance because come 6:30 every day, I feel like we all know that we can, you know, relax a little bit. But I think being remote, yeah, it's really changed how much we lean on one another. I feel like I had only been at Athletics for about 3 months before we went remote, 3 or 4 months. And I felt like I had been there over a year in that same time because you just get to know people in a different way. And also the way you present yourself on client presentations, it's a bit of an equalizer in terms of, you know, who can participate on those calls and who's in the room. And I think there's been a lot of benefits to remote working despite its challenges.
Totally. And, you know, one thing that I'd be curious to know about, because you've been able to do so many things in person and you've sort of, you know, mastering remote work and the challenges there. And now that we're moving into a more hybrid model over the next year or so, you know, curious to know if you have any insights, you know, any thoughts around the opportunities there and especially talking about project management as its own culture, you know?
Yeah, I think, you know, to start with your first question around the opportunities, like I mentioned before, I think there, if it's shown us anything that we can do our jobs just as effectively, at least in this industry, being remote. But what are those maybe more emotional things that we lose by not being in person? I know,
right.
You know, we've all really struggled with like not being able to see each other face to face, like not having happy hours, like not eating lunch together. I think, you know, we're all really craving that and missing that. And how do we make sure that more junior employees have the right, you know, level of support and opportunity at career growth as, you know, myself had when I was just starting out and could just, you know, try out a lot of different things, because if you're in the office, you know, a lot, there's different opportunities that arise. So trying to make sure that we're thinking about those moments too in career development, I think it will be an interesting challenge going forward.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. It's career development and sort of team bonding and all of those things are very, very, they're very intangible. There's no right answer. You know, it takes time and it takes multiple projects to learn those things and to grow as a creative and as a project manager and as a technologist. And I think the next year and a half is definitely going to be a very interesting, you know, maybe you can talk to that. Where do you see any bigger themes that you think we're going to have to tackle?
Yeah, I think, like I mentioned earlier, that support is a really big piece that I'm thinking about. And for project managers, you know, designers have their design communities and their design blogs, but often in creative project management, it's really hard to find that community. You know, I'm really lucky to have a lot of former producers and project managers that I can lean on for support and, you know, just ping on with questions and stuff. But in terms of a community, it's rare to find that. Product management has its own channels and Twitter feeds and conversations and dialogues. But I'm interested in to see, you know, where, how can I, as a mid-level PM, help foster some of that community more, because I think we're really craving that level of support and resources, and we're going to have to, you know, look beyond just our workplace to see where we can find those resources.
Yeah, and I mean, it's also mentorship, it's having a culture, mm-hmm. it's being able to share systems and processes, you know, because I think things are changing so quickly. And then I think for you as well, it's about how do you work as a team of project managers, you know, how you have a shared vocabulary and a shared process.
Yeah, that I think about that a lot too, because, you know, so often I think maybe why we project managers can't really share that information is because it's often very specific to the company that they're at. And, when you join a new agency, you kind of have to just spend a lot of time observing and listening and understanding what the shared vocabulary amongst the team is, what's the culture like, and then taking what you've observed and trying to codify and make more consistent that process and what the workflows are that we're all feeding into. Because I think that's sometimes the hardest piece when you have different disciplines within an organization, right? Like how does a, you know, design team that's focused on one thing, how do they collaborate and interface with creative technologists? It's not always, I mean, when you're in person, and you're getting to know someone and building that rapport, you kind of just figure it out together. But when you're remote, right, and there's you have new people coming on board who've never met you, you have to really find ways to facilitate that collaboration in a different way.
Totally. I mean, it's so funny, between Slack and Zoom and video calls and everything else, it's almost like we have so many tools at our disposal, but true collaboration is always a mystery, right? It always happens in different ways for different projects at different times, you know?
That's really been true. And I think one other thing I've been cognizant of while we've been remote is I don't think I don't think you can over communicate when you're remote. So much nonverbal communication that happens when you're in the office. And if I'm on Slack and not on a video call, I can't see kind of how someone responds to a Slack message that I write, or how they're interpreting a client email, or if they're having a hard time with just trying to figure out a solution to a design problem, you know? And so I think pushing our teams to raise their hand when they're not sure about something or not sure, you know, what they should be working on, I think we're often afraid to admit that, but it's often a really useful tool in, you know, moving forward and making sure.
Completely.
Yeah.
Completely. Well, I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I just curious to know, you know, any aspirations for as we sort of head into the summer, the spring and the summer, and into the rest of the year, and knowing that things are going to change, any bigger personal and professional goals out there for the next year for you?
Yes. I mean, the team has us on this OKR cycle that I've become a little bit obsessed with. And that's really helped me kind of outline and articulate in a different way the goals I have for myself and around fostering a community around project management. So I think that's really where I'm pushing myself towards and finding avenues and ways to bring people together that way.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. Well, thanks so much for the time. You know, I admire everything you do for our teams. You know, it's by no means an easy task to keep everyone on track and everyone together. And, you know, it is that blend of the tactical necessities and the sort of social emotional necessities of making a project a success for the teams and the clients and yourself. So I applaud all the work you do.
Yeah. Thank you for highlighting project management in this way. It's exciting for me.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Matt.